Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. The snow is making the roads in and around Philadelphia hazardous. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Speaking outside City Hall Sunday afternoon, Mayor Sherelle Parker says, quote, everything is deployed regarding Philly officials' response to the snowstorm.
This kind of weather can be very dangerous, and it can harm, hurt, and or even kill people. And we know that. And so we don't want to take it lightly.
She adds the Office of Homeless Services, Parks and Rec employees, and free library workers are operating the city's warming centers with a code blue going into effect Sunday afternoon.
This is about providing a warm and safe place for people to go during these extremely cold temperatures that we have been experiencing.
Deputy Communications Director for PennDOT Brad Rudolph says more than 400 trucks are deployed in Philly and the collar counties. He adds that with the Birds game, drivers need to stay vigilant.
Know the conditions before you get out there. 511 PA, the website, the app, great resources, one-stop shop to find out what the roads look like, see if speeds are reduced, any vehicle restrictions, incidents on the roadways. You can also see where our plow trucks are.
The city has implemented a code blue due to the snow and severe cold. Indoor warming centers are open throughout Philadelphia, which anyone may visit to get out of the cold. If you see someone who needs shelter, call 215-232-1984. PACO riders are still waiting to find out when they'll be able to use the rebuilt Franklin Square station. A reopening is still months away, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The $30 million project to reopen the long-dormant Franklin Square station on the PATCO high-speed line was originally expected to wrap up last spring, but work continues inside the new glass headhouse at 7th and Race, says DRPA Chief Engineer Mike Venuto.
We had some supply chain issues, and then we had some other delays in getting agreements and things like that.
He says crews found unexpected structural issues in the 90-year-old station, and they're still doing things like connecting new fire alarms and smoke detectors with the existing communication system.
The last things we're working on right now are the elevator and escalators, and we're getting close to finalizing those and getting all of our final inspections.
PATCO isn't committing to a firm date, but Venuto says once those final issues are resolved, look for a grand opening in the coming months. Monday at high noon inside the Capitol, Donald Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States, promising an avalanche of changes. KYW's special contributor Larry Kane has more on that in his Sunday commentary.
For students of history, a bit of trivia. This is the first winter weather move inside the Capitol Rotunda since Ronald Reagan's second term inaugural on January 20th, 1985. That may be the only similarity. The next president is promising a rapid-fire release of executive actions, including, he says, throwing out a part of the 14th Amendment guarantee of birthright, the right of those born in the U.S. to become a citizen. Since it's in the Constitution, going to be a big ask and should be very interesting. His other goals, more drilling, tariffs, health care, European realignment, the Middle East crisis, fighting diversity and inclusion programs in opposition to transgender health support, will be debated. But the overwhelming big issue is your money, cutting inflation. That issue is a great motivator. You got to get that done by the midterms. Otherwise, you might lose some of that power. Remember, his election victory was primarily based on economic issues. Much of it will be determined by style and demeanor. At noon tomorrow, the California fires become his crisis. Over 65% of the victims are in low and middle income brackets, like those hard hit in working class Altadena, California. Donald Trump will be judged not just on fulfilling his promises to his supporters, but perhaps on seeking a level of compassion to those victims of natural disasters with federal aid that we've all paid for. Yes, he's right to investigate the failures by leadership, but all of us know that a brighter demeanor could make Donald J. Trump score well in the history books.
The inauguration marks the official transfer of presidential power, with the executive branch changing hands from the Biden administration to the Trump administration. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.